I'll tell you. We have nine guys on.
I'm on, that's all that matters.
It's all that matters. You're the Kanye. The Kanye I got. Okay, so hold on. Let me pull it up here. Hold on, sorry. Yudalov, right? Yeah.
Yes, it takes me a minute to
Yudalov,
unmute. Yeah.
Mitzvah. It's a pretty strong mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah asay to connect yourself with Talmidei Chachamim. To learn from them. Like it says, it says you should connect yourself to Hashem. Is it possible to attach yourself to the Shekhinah? Connect yourself to Talmidei Chachamim. A person should try and marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, or I don't know if that's or and. Marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Eat and drink Talmud Chacham, and do business for a Talmud Chacham. And to connect yourself as much as you can to the Talmud Chacham. Connect yourself to the dirt of their feet. And drink with thirst their words. The only thing is, what happens if Talmid Chacham are not interested in you being nostalgic to them? So how far do you have to go in order to do this? Because most Talmid Chacham are, I don't know, I shouldn't say that most, but many have no interest. So then, well, how far do you have to go? I don't know. Yud Beis, mitzvah kol odom le'ovis kol echad ve'echad Yisrael kigufoy. It's a hard mitzvah. Everybody has to love every person in Klai, so every person, not just the ones you want to like, every single person, you have to love him like your own guf. You have to always talk with praise of people, right? And to care about their money, the same way you would care about your own money, right? And the same way you want your own covered, you should go for other people's covenant. Somebody who is mechabed himself by his friend's downfall, af al pi she'en chaver ha'emet, even if his friend is not there. Meaning you're just happy. You know, you heard that, oh, yeah, my friend lost a lot of money. You're really happy. And it's not even going to be embarrassing if you sit in your own house and just are happy that your friend lost out. And you didn't embarrass him. All you did was sit around, you talked about your own good deeds, lamul right? Or meaning you sat and said how great you are as opposed to your friend, in order that you should see from that should be seen that you're the greatest, that you're great and your friend is fuzzy. Ain't like chelik la'olam haba. Actually, Yosher b'tshuva shleima. You have no chelik in olam haba until you have tshuva. It's a fascinating thing because everybody knows the Gemara because it's coming up also of if you embarrass somebody. So ain't like chelik la'olam haba. But this one, people are not aware of, right? You sit around and talk about yourself, and in only infer from that your friend is not as good as you, or your competitor, or you're this, or you're that, then it's aimless chelik le'olam haba. Right? So, yeah, we got to take that one. Kol asayna, you give a kol asayna echem yisal b'liba. If you hate anybody in Klal Yisrael in your heart, over b'leis to say you're on the love. Remember, le'sisnas achicha b'levecha. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Limchata ish kenegdoi. And if a person did a chet, let's say somebody did wrong you, which we all have that. You cannot hate him and be quiet. As it says in the pasuk, Avshalom did not talk to Amnon. They were not good friends. Right? He just hated him, but they never communicated with each other. It's a mitzvah to tell the person why you're upset, and to tell him, why'd you do this to me? And why did you do this? Meaning, and this is, you know, nowadays we need therapists to get us to do this. But the kids in Shulchan Aruch said, just go over to the guy and talk it out, or at least attempt it. He's supposed to give mussar to people. And if the guy that upset you asks for mechila, then tzarach limchala, you have to forgive him. And don't be cruel. Right? I mean, Avram davened. Right? So, and then he was worried about, that's when Avram lied and said, so is his sister. Right, and Abimelech, and he was a mice, he was Michael Abimelech, and he even davened for Abimelech. Right, and Abimelech wanted to kill him and stole his wife, right, or supposed wife. And what's the sinus of Brias? A person shouldn't think, you should love the Chachamim and hate Talmidim. Right? Or hate the Talmidim and hate the Am Yoretz. You should love everybody. You should hate the Apikorsim, Vamasisim, Vamadichim, Vechena Masairas. Anybody who's a Mesis who gets people turned off of Yiddishkeit, Vamadichim, and push them away, and anybody who's a Mesim. Those you hate. Vechain David Omar, Misanecha Hashem, Esna. Your hate, the people that hate you, I will hate. It was coming Mecha, it's called, and those that fight, I'm going to fight with. Tachlis Sinas and Nesim. With the most anger, I'm going to hate them. La'ivim hayuli, and they're going to be my enemies. Halayhu aymer v'hafto re'acha kamaycha ani Hashem, because it says you have to love Hashem. So, I mean, here David HaMelech is talking about enemies and fighting, but it says v'hafto re'acha kamaycha matam ki ani berasiv. That's because I created him. Hashem, right? Hashem created him. If he does the actions and the ma'asim of what Hashem wants him to do, then love him. V'im lav e. And if not, then don't love him. All right, so people that don't keep Yiddishkeit, there's no chiyuv to love. There's a fascinating Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Is it in the Balatanya or is it in the Shul? Well, I mean, it's the same, but where he says that you have to have, it's very important. I should really probably post this. You have to hate, basically the way it is, the way I understand it, is you have to hate the actions and love the person. Meaning you love the person because of the potential of him to do tshuva and to be good, but you have to hate his actions. Meaning you have to be able to think in two ways. Meaning, unfortunately, without getting too much into this, but with the war with the soldiers, so are we pro the Medina? We're not pro the Medina. We have a hard time separating that we got to love the soldiers because they're protecting us. You want to have a hashkafic difference with them, whether they're not religious or they're not in it for Hashem, et cetera. That's very nice. You can have a tine on them with that, but you got to love them. You got to love them nonetheless. We have to be able to juggle both, which is very difficult in this world, because in this world, you're either all in or all out. Okay, you dial it along the same vein. So you cannot go down to Hashem and say, you know, my friend messed me over. I hope he loses all his money or whatever it is. But that's only if there's judges, meaning, which is not like nowadays, because we don't, unfortunately, the Bezdin system is crazy. But if it would be a place that had a Bezdin, so then you cannot daven for somebody to get messed over. If you do cry out against your friend, then you're going to get punished first. Some say, even if there's no Bezdin, which is like nowadays, also you still can't cry out about him, unless you let him know first that he upset you. And then after that, he didn't care, so then maybe you can. If you see your friend did avera, he's going in a way that's not good. It's good to be master to the good. And to let him know that he is chayte with in bad ways. But you have to give mussar. Whether it's between humans or whether it's between him and Hashem, tzarach loichicha beinu levein atzmei. And you talk to him softly and easy. Elul Tavas, and you let him know that you're only telling it to him for his good. That's the number one thing that people you give musa to, they think that you're in it for yourself. They have to be convinced that you're in it for them, and then maybe they listen. And somebody in the many machloikas have started from this line. Anybody who has the ability to make a macha and he doesn't make a macha, who nitzvahs ba'avon zeh, he gets that avera, kiven shoyeh efsheh le'limchus, because he could have made a macha. However, you got to really know, because people get nervous, oh, if I don't tell him something, then I'm going to be doing an avera. So that's right in itself, a selfish thing. I mean, you don't really care that there's a yid doing something wrong. You just care about your own life. So then you shoot your mouth off, and then he gets upset, and then away we go. So you got to really be very sure about yourself before doing this. When is this talking about? When you think that he's going to listen to you? If you know that he's not going to listen, also you can't give him mussar. Rabbi Shimon. The same way it's a mitzvah for a person to say things that will be heard, it's also a mitzvah to not say things that will not be heard. Meaning that sometimes it's a mitzvah to keep your mouth closed. Rav Abba says that it's actually a chiyuv, not just a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv to not say anything. Right? Do not give musa to a letz because he's going to hate you. If you give musa to a chacham, he'll love you. Also, for a person to embarrass his friend, whether it's for speaking or whether it's and certainly in the public. If you embarrass somebody, no, you don't have chelik l'olam haba. Which, by the way, the Rambam says, because this gets a lot of people, sad because they embarrass somebody and then they figure they don't have chelik l'olam haba. The Rambam's lashon is that you have to do it either tamid or tadmin, and you have to constantly do it. It's not just a one-time thing. You will have chelik l'olam haba. Obviously, you have to ask mechila, but it's not as clear cut as it sounds like. Better that a person, this is this week's parsha, it's better that a person puts himself into a fire instead of embarrassing somebody. Shenemar, whom would say, I was talking about, what's her name again? I should know, right? This week's parsha. The name, no? With Yehuda, Tamar, right? He would say she's found. He shalcha el chamia lemar, and she sent to her father saying, "Leisha shereila lo yanochi yara." To whoever owns the stick, right? Yehuda was mezana with Tamar, and he didn't want to rat him out. So she just went to the bezdin and said, "Whoever claims this stick is the one who had it." So she didn't rat him out, and she allowed him to come. And if not, she would have died. So you see, instead of embarrassing him, she would have rather died. Right. She didn't tell him beferish, only with the remez. If he'd be minded, fine, and if not, she was not going to publicize it. First, he has to be very careful, not to embarrass his friend. And he should not call him in a name that he's embarrassed. And he shouldn't be misaper something that he's embarrassed. And if he did a chet against you, and you have to give him also layach limano, you can't embarrass him. Shenemar leisisa lof chet. But that's only on the chaver. But divrei Shemayim, but between the person and Hashem, im leichozak kashechichu b'seisa. If he didn't do tshuva when you gave him musar privately, machliman oisa beraben, then you can embarrass him in public. Umafarsim in cheta, and you can publicize his Avero Macharfumaisa Bafanam, and you can even scream at him to his face. That's if he's going against Hashem. But again, you better tread lightly at this. Umavazim Makalanos, and you can embarrass him and curse him, Achi Yahsa, the mutav, until he goes to better. Kamasha also calling a Vimbi so. Vaimba Mishum Ainoas Dvarim. And there's no issue here of causing him pain with words. Shana Relaysanu Isha Samisai. Like we said before, a nation that's meaning somebody from your nation that keeps the Torah and the mitzvahs, then you have to be concerned for his pain. Not for somebody who's over and over and doesn't do tshuva after you give him musa, right? If you didn't give him musa, but hidden and softly. If somebody did something against you and you don't want to give him musa and you don't want to speak to him about it, and you really legitimately amichel him, and you're not going to hate him, and you didn't give him the musar hareza midas chasidus, that is midas chasidus. So meaning, he decides to be Michael, but legitimately Michael, then you don't have to say anything. The Torah is not makbid only on if you hold on to hatred. If you don't hold on to hatred, the Torah is fine with you being, if you legitimately Michael. You have to ask the Lizar, somebody has to be very careful with orphans and widows. You could only speak to them softly. And you have to give them cover. You cannot cause them pain even with words. Why not? Because they're very low. And their spirits are low. They're meaning they're down and out. Even if they have money. Even a widow of a king and the orphans were Muslim on them. She never called him one of Yosem Leisano. Bris Karas Lahem, Misha Amra Vahaya Ailam. There is a bris, Karas, meaning that's legit. Legit is an understatement. She calls Manchain Sayakim, Machmas Achamas, Shanathalem. Anytime a Yosem and Amona cries out because of something wrong that somebody did to them, Haim Nanim, they are going to get answered. She never came to Yitzhak Elai, Shemaya Eshmat Sakosai. Right? Naftali, don't get too excited. Naftali Landau, don't get too excited. The Kafa Chaim says that after 20, you're not a Yosem. The Medvar Murm Sheino Isin Litzarich. Sorry about that. Medvar Murm Sheino Isin Litzarich Atzma. That's only if you cause them pain for themselves. Aval Eino Isam Harav. But if a Rav has to give them most of Kedei Lelamdin Torah Umnis, teach them Torah or make sure they learn, earn a living. To put them in this straight way, then it's mutter. It doesn't say you should do it, it just says it's mutter to do it. You should go with, treat them with nachas and rachim. It doesn't make a difference if they're yosem for a mother or father. Until when are they considered yosemim? Until they're able to do all their Tarchim themselves, Kishar, Kol HaGedolim, like all other Gedolim. Fine. Meaning, once they're capable, then they're not Yisraelim. And I've told you, you were never Yisraelim, because you're always capable. Yeah? So, Sarah Vandal Lizar. First, has to be careful. You also have to, always have to be careful that to do things that nobody's going to think that you did in Avera. Meaning the Kohen, when he went to the Beis HaMikdash to collect all the coins, the machzis, the shekels, or whatever it is, he had to go in with no pockets. Same way you don't want Hashem to think badly of you, so you don't want Bria to think badly of you either. So if you're going to have pockets, people are going to think, oh, he's smuggling money out of there. You see that all the time, right? People that work for the public, and people are always concerned that they're ripping off. I mean, if they didn't do Beis HaMikdash, we'll definitely do it out of Beis HaMikdash. You have to be clean from Hashem and Yisrael. You have to find chen in the eyes of Hashem and people. Not to be makabel presence, meaning somebody offers you a handout, have betochen with Hashem, that Hashem is going to give you what you need. Somebody who hates matonas will live. Okay. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and a good Shabbos.
You learning tomorrow night?
What's the Shabbos? Not what's the Shabbos mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Regular time.
Much Shabbos.